Hey, Gone Wild Audio. This is your ever lovely brat. I'm gonna do the Fucksgiving challenge. Give a fuck. And I hope you're all comfortable because I'm about to talk about sexual health, which I definitely give a fuck about. And this could take a while. So I have my dear favorite Hitachi and, I won't be coming, probably. Because the other thing I give a fuck about is even more like. And since I'm going to see him in about a week or so, I'm not gonna come until I see him. 'Cause I'm a sap like that. If I do come, nobody tell him. So, like I said, I give a fuck about sexual health. And I mean, I give a fuck about sex in general, and most of that kind of comes to sexual health. And I don't want anybody to think that because I give a fuck about sex that I think everybody should be having sex all the time, because I don't. I think people should have sex that works for them. And for some people, that means only having sex with one partner when you're both totally in tune with each other. And maybe you don't feel like having sex all that often, and that's totally cool. For other people, having sex that works for them is banging somebody every night. Also cool. As long as it is safe, consensual, and I think it should be fun. So that's kind of safe, sane, and consensual. Yeah, that's definitely high on my list of things. So for me, sexual health starts with your whole health, really. Get to know yourself. Get to know what you can handle and what you can't, inside and out of the bedroom. I mean, ideally, we would all be perfectly healthy, running at 100% all the time. Totally not the case. So figuring out what you can handle and what you can push through and what it's better to not push through is kind of a good thing to do. For me, I know that if I'm having a bad day, there's certain bad days that I can just be like, nope, fuck it, we're gonna buck up, we're gonna get through the day. And there's other days when I wake up and I'm having a bad day and I'm just like, nope, fuck it, today is couch fort day. And I just need to hide in a couch fort and nosh on chocolate. Otherwise, if I try to push through that day, I know I'm just gonna feel worse. I know I'm just gonna feel like shit for the rest of the week, and then it just like tumbles down into like crap. But, like I said, if I took a pity party day every time I started having a shitty day, I would be a pro at building couch forts by now. So some days I do have to just buck up and get through the day. Kind of also applies to sex. There's gonna be times when you maybe don't super feel like having sex, but you know, your partner's there and you really want to make them happy. So you have to know when it's okay to try and start and be like, hey, I'm not really super in the mood, but let's see where this goes. And sometimes you have to say, nah, not tonight. Ideally, you shouldn't really have sex with your partner unless you're totally into it. But if you are in a relationship sort of situation, sometimes having sex for the sake of the relationship isn't necessarily a bad thing. Just make sure that you feel like it was worthwhile for you. If you think you're having sex for the sake of the relationship and it feels like shit and you feel like you've just been used and it's not a good feeling, get out of there. That is not a safe place to be. On to consent, because this is huge for me. I'm polyamorous and I love a whole lot of people in a lot of different ways. And part of my loving people is making sure they know what they're getting into. And I've learned a lot about that over the years, partly by making some pretty big mistakes. There's kind of a It's kind of navigating between this is who I am and I don't give a fuck, you can take me or leave me, and bending over backwards for people. 'Cause on some level, saying, you know, this is who I am, and if you want me, take me or leave me, it can border on abusive sometimes, because sometimes a person, you know, does really want you, and if you keep making them change for you, that's not super cool. But at the same time, trying to change for a person all the time, you kind of lose yourself, and what ends up in the end is you get resentful, and that's really not good for anyone either. So knowing who you are and knowing what you're willing to change is important. And being open with your partners, tell them what is good for you. Tell them what you need in a partner. I was having a chat with someone the other night and it came up and they were like, "Okay, so as long as we're friends with benefits, this is cool and, you know, we'll just keep each other posted on what's going on, but I'm really a monogamous person, so if I ever find someone I'm going steady with, then I'm gonna be monogamous." And I was like, "You know what? That's awesome. You know, thanks for being upfront about it with me. That, you know, if you're hooking up with someone, maybe we'll keep hooking up, but if it gets serious, that you're gonna be on your own and we'll just go back to being just friends without the extra benefits." And that's totally cool, and I really appreciate him being upfront with that. I have lovers that basically, I mean, I get texts from them maybe like once or twice a month, and they're like, "I'm so fucking horny and I want you so bad." And that's basically how our relationship goes. I still love them. When they text me, I'm right there with them. And that's awesome. It really depends on what works for you, and you have to learn how your relationships do work. I've learned that actually I am the kind of person that likes to have regular contact with my main. Whoever my prime is, I really need to talk to them on a regular basis. Otherwise, I start to feel distant and they start feeling more like one of my other, like any of my other lovers. Not that I love them any less, but I need to have that regular contact with them. Otherwise, they start feeling secondary and they don't feel like my main partner anymore. And if they're my main partner and they're the person I'm supposed to be going to first, I need to know that I can go to them first. And that was kind of one of the things that failed in my last relationship, is I was spending way too much time with somebody else instead of my main. And eventually I started feeling like I couldn't go to my main for things because they wouldn't understand or they wouldn't want me. And then the relationship fell apart, which was definitely mostly on me because I wasn't putting the time and effort to talk to them on a regular basis. I've also known couples, like long distance couples, that are like check in once a month and they're fine, or check in, you know, once a week. If that's how your relationship works, as long as that's how it works for everybody involved in the relationship, perfect. I'm hoping you're noticing a theme that when this comes to relationships, it has to be everybody involved. And sometimes that's two people, and sometimes that's more. So, I mean, keep that in mind too. If anyone were to get into a relationship with me right now, yeah, you're kind of also in a relationship with even more like, and that's kind of important to recognize too. Even more like matters to me a lot, at the risk of making this all about him. You know, so anyone I play with now has to know that I am not available all the time, that I have someone else, and that someone else is important to me. It's not really complicated. But anyway, back to sexual health. Know your body. For women, that means knowing your cycle, knowing what's normal for you. Everybody's busy. It's really hard to keep track sometimes, but it's nice to pay attention to your body, pay attention to how it feels. And that includes, yes, your pussy, your breasts, but also just everything about you. I've known girls that say they know when they're stressed, because their GI tract changes. Yeah. As a thing. By the way, anytime your bowel patterns change, that's a thing to get checked into. That's the nursing student in me talking. Bowel habits are good to know. That totally turns some people off, I'm sure. And I'm almost sorry. Almost. But yeah, know your body. Know what you do and how you do it. Know what feels good. Because if something that always feels good suddenly starts to feel bad, that's something to look into. Also, sex should not hurt. I honestly, every now and then I see things, and unless you really want it to hurt and you know exactly how much hurt you can handle, sex should not hurt. Okay? That's just, hurt is damage. Anytime you feel pain, that is your body telling you that damage is happening. And that's really, really not cool. I realize some people are into that, but you, if that is what you want, be ready with your aftercare. Every time I see the pain will tag, I'm like, oh god, I hope this person knows what they're doing. Because it's one thing to cause yourself pain with the awareness that you are causing pain, that you are doing damage, and treating yourself appropriately. It's an entirely another to think that you have to feel pain and not look after yourself afterwards. Take it from personal experience. Yeah. Anal, if it really hurts, you've probably done some damage. And you should look after it appropriately, because otherwise you're going to be in trouble in the long run. And, it's not always a fun time. Any, like I said, any sort of sex, if it hurts and you didn't expect it to, talk about it, figure out what's going on. Might be just a lube thing. Women, lubricate differently at different points of their cycle. So you might be super turned on and dry as a bone. That happens. I hate when people are like, oh yeah, you're wet, so therefore you're turned on. Not necessarily. Or oh, you're so dry, are you not turned on? Again, not necessarily. Bodies respond differently, and sometimes they don't always respond the way you expect them to. Ideally, our brains and our bodies and our hearts would match up all at the same time. That would be lovely if they always did. They don't. When they don't is a time to double check what's going on, but at the same time, you can't always, if one thing isn't quite lining up, sometimes you have to decide if you give it a boost or if you stop. I mean, if you think you're totally into someone and you're dry as bone, ladies, maybe that is time to double check what you're doing and what you're thinking and whether you're really into it. You know, guys, I've heard of the case where, you know, a guy's about to go hook up with someone and he thinks he is totally ready to jump in the sack and cannot for the life of him get it up. Hey, sometimes our bodies know more than we do, and that's a time to think, stop and think and wonder if that's really what you want to do or not. If it is what you want to do, figure it out, push past it, but push past it in a full awareness that that's what you're doing, that you are pushing past a potential barrier, and you're taking responsibility for that. It's like the 18 plus sign on a porn site, you know? If you click that button, you are consenting, you are saying, this is what I want to do. And then you have to accept the consequences of that. So, yeah, that just drives me into consent, doesn't it? I personally think that you cannot consent to things if you don't know. So be open with your partner. Explain to them what it is you want, what you're bringing to the table, who you are, and in as much detail as is appropriate. I mean, hooking up with someone for a one-night stand might be entirely different than starting a long-term relationship, but there's certain things that still need to be on the table. You know, protection. How much protection? What the person's history is. You know, do they hook up with a lot of people? Are you going to need to head to the clinic in a couple of weeks to get tested? Yeah, people who are like, have sex and then go get tested the next morning, that doesn't work. your body does need time to like build up the antibodies and whatnot. So yeah, you kind of have to give it a little while. And you know, if you get tested and then 2 weeks later you start showing symptoms, you know what? You might have picked something up and you just got tested too early to check it. Always, always, always talk to your healthcare provider about things like this. They know way more than I do, and they can help guide you in the right direction. That said, also look it up on your own because there's some healthcare providers that are really uncomfortable with sex, and I really don't think they should be in healthcare if they can't handle sex, because let's face it, sex is important. It involves bodies. Healthcare is about bodies and people. This is such a rambly, rambly, rambly fucksgiving. But these are the things I give a fuck about. Healthcare and sex. Being safe. Being safe. This goes back to knowing your body and pain and whatnot. You have to know what your body can handle and pay attention. I am really, really excited to get more into bondage and get more into rope bondage. To that end, I need to work on a stretching regime because I know I've got some shoulder issues and some knee issues, and I don't want to have to put even more like through that if he ties me up and all of a sudden I, you know, dislocate my shoulder. That would be really, really shitty, and I'd feel really bad for him. So, communication. There's so much goes down to communication. Knowing, not just telling your partner things, but making sure your partner understands those things. I mean, I guess the easiest example is someone once freaked out because I called Even More Like my fuck frigate. If I called anybody else that, that would be really weird. But, between us, it means something different. And so, being careful about what you say and how you say it to your partner, and making sure that your partner understands what it is you're actually saying, can be complicated. I mean, maybe if you've been in a long-term relationship, you can hear the difference between the I love you and I want to be with you and look after you, I love you, and the I love you, I need you to cuddle me right now, and the I love you, please leave me alone for a minute, 'cause I don't want you to have to deal with my shit right now. And knowing the difference and the what that actually means. I mean, there's the jokes that go around the internet that, you know, when a girl says, okay, have fun, you know, do not have fun, abort, abort. I don't really like that. I think if somebody, you know, wants to go out and their partner does not want them to go out, the partner should feel comfortable in saying, actually, babe, I'd rather you not go out with the guys tonight because I really need you. On the flip side, you can't assume that if your girlfriend is, you know, not super excited to send you out on a bar night that she wants you to be at home. Maybe she's just tired. That happens too. Know yourself, know your partners. And you know what? I'm gonna break now for like, 'cause I'm all talking about relationships. For people who are single, knowing what you want, and there's nothing. I don't think there's anything wrong with being single. I mean, being single when you don't want to be single totally sucks, and I totally get that. Take it as an opportunity to figure you out. Make sure you know what you want. Make sure you know what you have to offer. Work on yourself, that sort of thing. Oh, God. I almost make it sound like relationships are all about sex. And I hope That's nobody's getting that idea because they know there's way more. There's, I mean, I guess this is funny. There's so much more to healthy sex than sex. Healthy sex is awesome. I think all sex should be awesome. And I think everybody should get the sex they want. And sometimes that takes a lot of work. And sometimes that takes a little bit of creativity. And I in some cases the sex you might want might not be the sex that you can have right now. I think of people who've had to deal with abuse or rape or something like that. Sometimes it can be really hard to have sex, and I hope nobody thinks that being sex positive is about having sex or wanting people to have sex or telling people to have sex. To me, being sex positive is about encouraging people to be comfortable with the idea of sex and be comfortable with their sexuality. Whatever that is. I mean, you can be asexual, and I'm more worried about you being comfortable with who you are and how you express yourself than I am about you getting laid. If you want to get laid, that's awesome. But don't feel like you have to get laid because society thinks you should get laid. And too, I mean, for me, being sex positive means respecting people who don't want to talk about sex. There are people out there that discussing sex is not something they want to do. Not for whatever reason, whether they are just uncomfortable discussing it in certain contexts, or whether they just don't want to think about it. That's a thing. I would make my job, my future job, way easier if everybody was comfortable talking about their sex and their sexuality. But on some level, certain people are more private. And hey, sex is a really intimate thing. It's good to be comfortable with what you're comfortable with. It's good to be comfortable. Get tested for shit, guys, girls, people. Sexual illness is no joke. Sexually transmitted infections, there are a bucket ton of them that have no symptoms. Watch yourself. Know yourself. Things that are always, I mean, there's the common, burning on urination, being itchy, being spotty, little sores where there shouldn't be little sores. I mean, those are all definitely things to get checked out. But, I mean, you should be getting regularly tested anyway. For those of us with social health insurance, that should be in there. If you have private health insurance, check your policy, see what the pro you know how often you can get tested and what you can get tested for. For people in the States, some places, if you donate blood, that's basically a free HIV test, just saying. Although I wouldn't recommend donating blood to see if you have HIV because there are issues, with the window and not knowing. So, I mean, be careful, be careful. That's kind of important too. So what does being careful mean? Using protection. And that protection will vary depending on the person. Condoms, 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 condoms. Learn how to use condoms properly. Female condoms, male condoms. Be aware of what they do protect against and what they don't. Because while a male condom properly used may protect against anything that is transmitted by fluid transfer, That's not going to stop things that are transmitted by close skin contact, which includes things like herpes and crabs and scabies and all those sorts of things. So be aware of who you're with and what you're doing. Warts, depending on where they are, can also be spread outside of a condom. The other thing to think about, you know, if you're doing skin-to-skin contact, depending on what you're doing, gloves. Gloves are helpful. I like to have gloves around. I mean, first off, I kind of just get them anyway because they come home with me in my pockets from work by accident. But having gloves around is nice for, you know, doing things during Shark Week. Or if you're exploring other orifices. Not to mention, a good pair of gloves can save anybody from hangnails. I mean, you don't have to have perfectly manicured hands if you've got a pair of gloves. Dental dams, also a thing, sometimes harder to find. But if you are not fluid bonded with your partner, or maybe they're having a bit of an outbreak, you know, herpes, cold sores, maybe you want to use a dam just to be on the safe side. The other part of that is, hey, you can use a glove if you need to. Slice the glove open, that works as a dam. You can also slice a condom open, that works as a dam. Just remember to, like, mark one side, because it really sucks if you drop your condom dam and then you have no idea which side belongs where, because you're going to have to get a new one then. There's really no point in licking away and then dropping it and then flipping it around so that it's the wrong way. It kind of defeats the purpose. Oh, fuck. That's the other good thing about knowing your body and knowing what it likes. It feels good. And it's also nice when you can tell your partner where to go. Although I also really like telling my partner to explore. Because I find I can learn a lot from every new partner. There always seems to be a different touch that they find that just is amazing. And sometimes I can replicate it with another partner, and sometimes I can't. So that's always exciting. Sex is important. Sex is important for physical health, for mental health. It's important to be balanced and aligned, and that may sound really hokey to some people, but it's really all about paying attention to who you are and what you're okay with. And it's okay to have hard lines. I mean, you can have the things that you would try with the right partner, but you shouldn't feel bad if you're like, you know what, I don't ever want to be hand my hands handcuffed behind my back. That is not a thing I ever want to do. You shouldn't even ever feel pushed to do that. It's good to examine those hard lines sometimes and figure out why they're there. But you shouldn't ever let anyone tell you that your sexual expression is wrong. Be careful. Be careful, guys, gals, everybody. There are some sexual expressions out there that are kind of dangerous. Don't do anything that's stupid. Learn about the risks of your kink and practice safely. If you like getting tied up with rope, make sure you have safety shears or a safety hook or scissors or something. Make sure you can get out of it quick. If you like playing with bodily fluids, make sure your partner is clean. Make sure you understand the risks involved. get your hepatitis shots, you know. Be aware of what you're getting yourself into, and be careful out there. You know, if you like hooking up with people, sexual infections are a risk. If you like hooking up with people, you also run the risk of heartbreak, you know? So know what your risks are and be prepared to take them or not. If, you know, if you're not ready to deal with the risks, then don't. And there is nothing wrong with being totally into something on the internet that you would not be okay with in real life. I mean, I can imagine there's a lot of people that really, really love the daddy dom little girl that, if they had a little girl of their own, would probably kill someone who tried to dom her age play-wise. Or, you know, people that would be totally squicked out by, I mean, I'm kind of squicked out by the daddy dom thing, but some of those audios are hot. And that's totally okay. Knowing what you're okay with and knowing what it isn't, you know, you shouldn't ever feel like you have to be someone you're not. You shouldn't ever feel pushed into doing something that you don't like. This has been a really, really long-winded rant. This has been fun. I'm trying to think of what else I need to tell you guys about sexual health. Oh, I think I've probably covered everything. Know yourself. Learn about yourself. Take time to explore yourself. Learn what you like. There's nothing wrong with exploring. There's nothing wrong with learning. And yeah, above all, you know what? There is nothing absolutely blanket wrong when it comes to sexuality. There are certain things that you need to be careful about. There are certain things that you need to watch. I mean, in some cases, you know, maybe where you are, your kink is illegal, and you're going to have to be careful, and you're going to have to learn how to navigate that. As long as nobody's getting hurt, and I mean, physically, emotionally, mentally hurt. Like, you gotta be careful. Some people will be okay with getting physically hurt, but as long as that's within their bounds, like, that's the important thing. Don't be doing permanent damage to anyone unless it's, you know, specifically delineated permanent damage that you're totally okay with. Know your lines. Know your lines. Your personal lines, the legal lines in your jurisdiction. Be careful. For more information, look up Come As You Are. That is an absolutely fabulous sex store in Toronto. They're a cooperative. They have so much information on their website. It's an absolutely fantastic place to browse. They have a lot of information, and they are absolutely lovely people. They're a great resource. Oh Joy Sex Toy is also another pretty sweet place to look up toy reviews and learn about things. She also has some sex ed comics that are really funny and really quite educational. Look around, learn things, be critical. Don't accept anything that doesn't seem right. Don't accept information just because it seems like, if there's something that comes from a reliable source, balance it with what else you know. Double check your sources, double check your information. Try to avoid relying on rumor and heresy, because there's a lot of false information out there about sex. I'm trying to think of the other good things that I've learned about. The Ethical Slut is a pretty cool book. I've also read The Women's Guide to Anal Sex by Tristan Taormino. That's a pretty good book for anyone who's interested. You can tell I'm getting to the end of my rant because I'm citing all of my references. I'm not going to cite my textbooks for you guys, but if you ever happen by a used bookstore and you happen to see an old medical textbook, you know what? It might not be a bad thing. Just keep in mind that textbooks do change, and if you have a really, really old medical textbook, it might be completely, completely wrong now. But that said, I mean, anatomy things don't really change, and the same always applies. If you read something that doesn't make sense, double check it. It may be right, it may be wrong. I'm always a big fan of having more knowledge and knowing how things work. And sometimes that means experimenting, and sometimes that means researching. Just be safe out there, guys, people. My loves, all you lovely people. Be safe. Be sane. Have consent. Make sure it's enthusiastic consent, too. Because everything's way more fun with enthusiasm. Okay, I better stop this before I do come, because this could be bad. I hope you enjoyed my ridiculous rant. And I hope you learned anything. If you did learn something, feel free to drop me a comment. If you want, if you have more questions about sexual health or anything in particular, you know, let me know. I'll do my best to either answer or point you in the right direction. So disclaimers, I am a nursing student, but anything I say is completely my personal information. Double check anything I've said here. Make sure it works for you before you use it as nothing I say is law. I might have made mistakes. That happens. Yeah. Be good to yourselves. And have a happy Fucksgiving.